Claire Feldman. I'm living in California, and I'm going to present on California's Condom Access Project. Can everybody hear me okay? Excellent. Okay, so I have nothing to disclose. So a little bit of background. We conducted a literature review before we created and implemented California's Condom Access Project, and we found that adolescents have high rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea. We also found that condoms are an effective method for preventing transmission of STDs and unwanted pregnancy. Turns out that making contraceptives, including condoms, available to youth does not promote sexual activity. And also free condom distribution programs that have been established in other areas of the United States have resulted in increased condom use. So given all of that, we modeled our program off of a similar project in Philadelphia called Take Control Philly, who has a lot of the same components that we implemented in California. They were super, super helpful as we created this project. So the California Condom Access Project, what we refer to as CAP, is a statewide initiative. It's really the first statewide condom access project in the United States that was implemented at the California Family Health Council, which we refer to as CFHC, so a lot of acronyms. It launched in February 2012 and expanded last spring. Our target population is adolescents ranging from 12 to 19 years old throughout California. And CAP is housed on our teen-sourced, teen-friendly website that CFHC administers. There are two main components that I'll get into the details a little bit later, but we provide individual home mailers of condoms directly to addresses that teens give us to their homes, as well as a map of different locations throughout California that teens can go to access free condoms. So we have three primary goals. One is to expand access to teens expand access to condoms in a teen-friendly way by addressing the most common barriers to condoms, including cost, embarrassment, confidentiality, and accessibility, to promote the normalization of condom use among sexually active teens in California, and to increase condom use among youth who are participating in the Condom Access Project. So the first component is individual home mailers, and what we did is we identified seven different counties in California that have the highest STI morbidity and teen pregnancy rates, and in those counties, we partnered with the health departments, and teens in those counties can request condoms be mailed to them in a really plain-looking manila envelope that includes 10 condoms, 10 little packets of lube, some health education materials, and a card with our contact information. In addition to that, any of the teens in California or adolescents can access our website and input their zip code and find locations near them that provide free condoms. So the map includes about 465 health centers that partner with the California Family Health Council already that provide these free condoms, as well as 70 what we call CAS sites, which are condom access sites. And those are sites that we partner with and provide free condoms on a monthly basis to these sites. And some of these sites are health centers, some of them are barbershops, some of them are Boys and Girls Clubs. So it really trying to really broaden the horizon and not just limit those sites to being health centers. So any of the CAS sites can, you know, we work with them and just really review their eligibility to make sure that they're teen-friendly, that they're not judgmental, and that they can provide condoms to youth on a walk-in basis. So these are some screenshots of our website, just so you can get a little visual there. And so when we created the website, we created these automatic filters where teens enter the city that they live in, their zip code, and their date of birth. And this, you know, helps us filter out any users that are not within the age range of 12 to 19. And those users are redirected to a clinic locator page, not our free condom program. And then teens that are within the zip codes of those seven hotspot counties, they will have the option to either receive the free mailers at home or to look on the condom map. And then teens that indicate that they're outside of those seven counties will just be redirected to the map itself. So marketing has been really, you know, one of the We've used a lot of different tactics to really reach out to our target population and let them know that the Condom Access Project exists. We developed a media toolkit for many of our partner health centers and other coalitions that we work with, that we, you know, gave suggested tweets and Facebook little statuses and downloadable logos that our partners could share. We created promotional materials that we distributed to our partners around California, including pens and pins and posters and little condom holders and all sorts of fun swaggy stuff. We have interns that work for our Teen Source page, and they created blogs and tweets and posts. We also just recently launched some Pandora ads in both Spanish and English to let teens know that this is a resource for them in California. And we have gone through a logo revamp where we wanted to create a logo that really resonated with the target population. And our good idea, the light bulb, condoms are a good idea, that was a creation from a teen in California, that kind of the direction for that artistic logo. And recently we've translated a bunch of our promotional materials into Spanish to reach, you know, additional populations in California. So Project Reach, so far, over 180 different media sources have covered CAP, both on local, national, and statewide levels, online and in print. We've had over 150,000 unique CAP visitors to our website since launch, and that's approximately 3,000 new visitors a month. We have sent out over 5,000 mailers, which is approximately about 400 mailers a month of those packages of free condoms to teens, over 130 zip codes in California. So we're really trying to cover as much ground. California's a huge state. We've got a lot of different types of populations, and it's definitely challenging to be able to provide this resource to the target population throughout this state. And then we have 70 condom access sites, and these are the sites, again, that we provide free condoms to on a monthly basis. And that covers about 43% of the state in 58 counties. These are some of the press, the headlines that we've received covering our condom access project. So we've gotten coverage on Jimmy Kimmel and just some really, really interesting national stories. And then these are just a bit about our demographics. So it's more likely that males order the condom mailers to their home than females. And if you look at the distribution of age, older teens, older adolescents are more likely to order a mailer to either their home or to an address that they provide. And we're currently conducting an evaluation of our Condom Access Project, and it really, a lot of this has just been implemented in the last week or so, so it's kind of a wait and see. We'll see, you know, what the uptake is and if this actually, if the evaluation that we created will be helpful for us. But our goal is to measure CAP's impact and success as well as identify areas for improvement. You know, because we work with a lot of partners and this project has been such a collaborative effort, we, you know, have been restricted and also really like pushed by our budget to launch this project right away. And so I think that the evaluation will really help us identify some areas that we can improve to make this really a valuable resource for adolescents in California. And so primarily we have three online surveys that teens can volunteer to take. One is for teens that request a home mailer. One is for teens that use the map function on the website. And one is for the teens that visit the condom access sites. And they can fill out this kind of like postcard and give it to the site, or they can go online. But we really want to get their feedback on the project. In addition to that, we have surveys for our condom access sites just to find out how is this program working in your location, whether that's a health center or a community center. Is the The shipment of condoms that you're receiving, is that meeting the need at your clinic? Is it too many? Is it too little? And just questions like that. We also, you know, are looking at Google Analytics to find out where are our visitors coming from, which pages do they come to before they visit our CAP page, as well as using their IP address, where are they located in California. And then we can also collect some demographic data from our website as well when our users enter in, you know, their birth date and things like that. And so lessons learned. We've definitely learned, like many, many programs of this nature, there is a lot to be learned. The community health partnerships and linkages are very key because California is so large. We've had, you know, more success in metropolitan areas finding partner locations to provide condoms to and to, you know, find those places to add to the map. And in rural areas, it's been a lot more difficult. And especially since California, really the whole state really ranges from being very progressive to extremely conservative. So there's some areas that, you know, the health department has been reluctant to partner with us in this capacity. So logistics can't be overlooked. There's a ton of, you know, specific logistics that we didn't even think about when we started this project. And then afterwards, you know, we need to be able to pack the home mailers and order the, you know, condoms that continue. Bad press has actually worked in our favor. Whenever there's been controversy over the project, we've had a huge spike in our orders. So that's fantastic. Bring it on. And evaluation is really challenging. I think the most challenging thing for our team has been demonstrating a change in health outcomes. We know that this is only one small little penny in a much larger pie of, you know, these change and what this project means for those, you know, long-term and even short-term health outcomes. And making technology work for you, we've been able to contract with a web developer, but every time that there's any change to our server or our website as a whole or an upgrade, we lose a lot of those functionalities within our website, and that's been very challenging to continually test and make sure that everything is working appropriately. And that's it. So thank you guys so much. I'm happy to answer any questions at the end. And I want to acknowledge my colleague Cassie Marshall for helping me set up this presentation. Okie dokie. Thank you.